We were stopping in a field at Battle, not far from where I live now. The new law had just come in that gypsies weren't allowed to stay on the side of the road or pull on. You had to be on sites. And the council come to us one day, like some council officers and that, and approached us and said, you know it, you're no longer able to stay like you are now, but we're building a gypsy site at Fair Lane in Robertsbridge. We used to walk up the lane every day to have a look, to, you know, see it. It was all exciting to us. It was going to have electric, you know, we was going to have showers, and it was just all nice. All it was a picture of, like, a little pitch, a little plot of land, and a toilet and shed on it. But to us, it's going to be a new life. So we were all looking forward to that. That went on for 5 months. We all went down and put our names down. Like, we all picked out which pitches we were going to have. So it was all exciting. Then eventually the site opened. We all moved on there with our caravans. All got ourselves little televisions because we could have electric, you know. It was better than the old televisions, but went on the battery. We'd have a battery television. Oh, wow. Yeah. And that television, you'd be in the middle of a film and the battery would go, so the film would disappear. So you'd have all that, you know, so it was nice. It was, yeah. I mean, it wasn't anything special, but to us it was lovely, you know. And of a morning in the winter, we'd go outside to get water out of the churn. If it's froze, you've got to find something to break the water, the ice first, and then get the water out. But there we'd have running water, we had flush toilets, so it was all lovely.